Blackstone Audio presents Beneath These Scars by Megan March. This book is read by Andy Arndt and Sebastian York.
Chapter 1. Sweat dripped into my eyes as I bounced on the balls of my feet. Someone had to be calling out how much time was left in this round soon. My pride was on the line, and there was no way I would hand it over to Con Leahy. He'd already gotten the girl, and I wasn't about to let him humiliate me in the ring in this piece of shit New Orleans gym, too. My muscles burned, but that was nothing compared to the heat of victory, or the sting of defeat. What had started out as a boxing lesson had quickly transformed into an all-out brawl for dominance and respect. Only you would pay $1 million to get your ass kicked, Titan. The voice in my head mocked me as I bobbed and weaved, but I hadn't paid $1 million to get my ass kicked. I'd done it because that night at the charity auction I'd been drunk, pissed off, and determined to prove a point. He might have gotten the girl, but I was still the one with the power. I got a sick sense of satisfaction that every time Con bought something for his gym and these kids, he had to think of me. I swung with another right hook. The blow connected with Con's jaw and snapped his head to the side. Yeah, that's right. But my mental cheer came a moment too soon, and pain exploded in my left side. Shit, that's going to hurt tomorrow. I stumbled back but threw myself forward again, shooting out my fist with an uppercut that knocked Con back a step. This was how it had gone for the last several minutes, trading punches and circling each other. There was no love lost in this ring, that was for damn sure, and I was ready for this to be over. I would walk out of here with every bit of the respect I was owed. Fuck anyone who thought otherwise. Con moved toward me and the circling started again. The cheers and chants from the crowd surrounding the ring in the old warehouse gym seemed to grow every time I glanced beyond the ropes. A flash of blonde hair caught my eye as I stepped left and Con shifted to the right. Vanessa. She threw her head back and laughed at something said by her red-headed friend, Elle. I turned my attention back to the man in front of me, but my focus wandered again when a huskier, sexier laugh echoed through the room. My eyes strayed from Con for a second too long as I tried to track down the source of the laughter. Pain burst through my jaw, catching me by surprise, and I stumbled back into the ropes. Using their momentum, I shoved off to the side, my pride stinging from my momentary lapse in concentration.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?